Broadcasting live.
Coming at you live.
From Virgin Radio HQ.
To the U.
The Chris Fade Show.
Give me all you got.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Drop it on me. Don't stop.
Yes, give us all you got, Chris Fade. Oh, no, he's in bed. What time is it? Oh, no, it's probably 7 o'clock.
It's yesterday, I think 6 p.m. The time changed in the States.
Ah, okay. So it's like 6 p.m. in L.A. That's where Chris Fade is right now. But we are here. We're continuing on. We've got some cool prizes up for grabs this morning.
Yep, we're going to be sending you to Iftar this hour. I know a lot of you are missing the pop quiz and you're like, what's going on? The pop quiz is on a little bit of a break. We're going to be back with it after Eid. Yeah. I mean, we did just give away 50,000 dirhams, guys.
I know. And it's good to miss things now and again. Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say.
So it's day two without Chris Fade. Are you missing him? Are you growing fonder?
Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's making me do a lot more work, which is not good. Usually right. I just sit over there.
I mean, this would be the time you're looking at football scores.
Yes, yeah.
Calculating.
Anything last night that we should know about in the sports?
Well, I don't think you care. Do you care about any of these teams that played?
Not really. I mean, I know that Man City and Liverpool drew 1-1 the other day, but that's about it.
Just the only thing that we care about is Everton. So
we don't
Everton,
talk about Everton, no.
Still at 16,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Is that all we need to know?
Yeah, that's all we need to know.
Okay.
How was the last 24 hours for you?
The last 24 hours, sad. My parents left this morning.
Aww.
It was kind of sad. I mean, I'm going to New York very soon, but it's always sad. And I feel bad. I have that guilt. Maybe we talk about this later. The guilt that we sometimes feel with our parents. I feel like I didn't do enough.
Yeah.
While they were here.
I think they just like being around you.
Yeah,
you know, spending
they do.
Time, you
but
know,
I just feel so guilty because, you know, I'm busy. I'm working. And I just kind of be like, hey,
well,
hi.
It's okay. You're going to go back. When are you going back to New York?
At the end of the month. For
perfect.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I'm off then as well. So you can make it up then, you know.
Yeah.
And you're fully energized. You're sleeping in, so you'll have lots of energy.
Exactly.
All right, then. All good for me. What did they do? Treated Liz to a massage.
Were you in trouble?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in trouble, yeah.
Can't wait to talk about this.
Well, we don't need to talk about it.
She'll
be listening later on.
Okay, so we'll talk about it after 9.
Yes. Let's kick off the show right now. This is an amazing song. This is such a great way to wake us up on day 2 of Ramadan.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Virgin Radio 104.4. I absolutely love that song. Benson Boone, I don't know too much about him though.
But we do know this. I was just reading about him. He is already on track to be nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys next year.
Wow.
Him and Teddy Swims, they're saying, are the two front runners that everyone's looking at for Best New
Similar
Artist.
Similar sort of sound. I mean, Teddy Swims' voice sounds a lot older. But I really, you know, it's a sort of like slow sort of sound, isn't it? Which is cool, but I like it.
But he's so young. He's only 21, Benson Boone.
I think that song would be perfect for Niall Horan.
It would be.
It's got like a Niall Horan sound about it, hasn't it?
Have you seen what Benson Boone looks like?
No.
Surely this is up Nala's alley.
Really?
Google it now.
Is he a bit geeky, is he?
Tall, skinny, white boy.
Boone.
Nala, are you into Benson Boone?
She's on the phone because
she's on the phone. She's busy.
Basma has decided. Oh yeah, he is so
right. He is so. He's got the Daniel Ricciardo mustache too.
Yeah.
So Nala.
He looks exactly like Nala's type.
This is it. This is our new thing. I wonder how many followers does he have on Instagram. Nala, should I attempt this?
He's like a mix. Nala, are you there?
He's very good looking.
We've got
21. He's 21.
Yes, his girlfriend is also a TikToker. Pretty. I think you might know her.
Well, he looks like a mix of, you know, some of your favorites, which is A, Daniel Ricciardo, and B, Jack Harlow. You used to like him before.
Yes, the curly hair.
Yeah, it's a mix.
The curly hair is my weak point.
Oh, is my it? God, Nala.
I'm off to get a perm. No, I'm joking. Reminds me, I've got a hospital appointment later on.
Rossi, you need to stop that. It is the Chris Fade Show, by the way. We're all here except for Chris. He's in LA.
Yes, it is. Sorry, yeah. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, by the way. Yes, chronic fatigue. I think I've got it.
What?
See, this is the problem with you and Chris working together for all these years. It sometimes rubs off on me as well, and Nala, it will rub off
it
on you.
It is rubbing.
Where you just think you have everything wrong with you all the time. Russell, you're just tired.
Yes. And we all know why you're tired.
Because you don't stop. And even on the weekends.
I'm sure Liz would disagree with that. Like last night, she was up all night with, like, not all night, but like three times.
This is not to take away anything from what Liz does. It's not a comparison. We're just talking about you. Liz is amazing.
Liz might be tired as well. But yeah, we're talking about you now.
But like, yeah, like she can get up straight away, like in the middle of the night. I'm like, it takes me like half an hour to like, to get up.
Yeah, because you don't stop. Like even on the weekend.
The biggest load of rubbish. No, I had a nap yesterday.
What did you do in the weekend?
The weekend.
The weekend that you're supposed to rest, yes.
What did we do? Went out in the morning for a walk with the dog and then went to a brunch.
There we go.
You just don't rest.
Your body needs it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Anyway.
What do Sue and Bob say about this? When they come and they visit you and they see you like nonstop, do they say, oh, Ross, you need to rest? Do they say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Exactly.
They do. Well, let's see. Anyway, I'm going later on. So.
What's the test you're going for?
There is a fatigue clinic or something.
Fatigue
clinic.
Why did you say it so weird?
Fatigue. Some clinic where, you know, if you don't know what's wrong with you, they'll go and try and tell you what's wrong with you.
Rossi.
I feel like I go to the doctors all the time and I tell them that something's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you're fine. Don't worry about
Sleep.
It.
Sleep.
But like, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, day two of Ramadan, Nala. Let's take this away from me. How was it? how was it for day one?
Day one, yesterday, I had the worst headache because I didn't have coffee.
Did you wake up for sahur today?
Yes, I did.
Good job, Nala.
What did you have for sahur?
I had cheese and toast.
Good job. Did you have dates?
No, it was done in the house.
Cheese and toast or on the toast?
No, cheese.
Cheese separate and then the toast separate.
You need to have like more hearty things in the morning to give you the energy.
Yeah.
You need to have like bananas, dates.
The thing is, I just don't feel
hungry.
It's hard. It's hard for me to like force eat.
I know, but you need to have something that's...
Yeah.
You do a lot. You need the energy.
Well.
But you got this. Day two, 6:30, by the way, today, if you're breaking fast, 6:30 this evening.
Yeah, our neighbors came around and gave us some dates yesterday.
Oh, I love
cute.
That.
That's nice.
We got some new neighbors who have moved into the compound.
I love that.
From London Town, and all the kids are fasting, so they came around with some dates and a Twix. Sent them back, obviously. Twixes are rubbish. on the way next. No, I love a good Twix.
Well,
but the single Twixes, you know, at least bring a double.
Rossi.
No, I like the single.
Yeah, it's just enough.
Yeah.
It's just enough.
Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Go on, Pretty, give us it.
So Bad Bunny is suing his own fan for uploading footage from his concert onto YouTube. So this guy named Eric, he went to his concert in February in Utah, in Salt Lake City, and he posted up videos. Now, everyone posts up videos of concerts, but what he did was he had really good seats and a really high quality camera.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not allowed. It's like going into the cinema.
Yeah, and he uploaded like 9-minute full-on performances onto his YouTube page.
That's too
much. So people can watch. So Bad Bunny is not happy. He's suing him. He wants $150,000 for every single video that he uploaded.
Wow.
A lot of them have been deleted. And he obviously wants a cease and desist and blah, blah, blah. He's like, listen, this guy... Everyone's going to go to his YouTube page, not mine. And I'm the one who monetizes my YouTube page from these performances. I don't know if he needs to go on and sue him. I think he could just send a letter.
Well, maybe he's just trying to scare him so he'll never do it again.
I know, but like with YouTube, you can just send a strike and then it automatically goes down.
Yeah.
Right? He wants to teach him a lesson.
I guess so. But it's like he won't be his fan anymore.
I know. What a way to lose a fan.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Okay. Let's talk some Oscars gossip. It happened yesterday. But of course, we got to talk about a lot of the after parties. One of the things that we didn't get to talk about yesterday was Vanessa Hudgens, who rocked up to the red carpet. And she's pregnant.
Prego.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes. High
Gabriella.
like you'll know that. High School Musical.
High School Musical. Okay.
Only the most iconic movie ever.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Google Vanessa.
Okay.
You know Vanessa.
I will, yeah. I know the name.
So she came onto the red carpet, full on baby bump mode. So congratulations to her and her husband, Cole Tucker. She went to the after party as well. She looks stunning. So
well done.
Well done to her. Now let's talk about some of the after parties. Kim Kardashian, Odell Beckham Jr., this thing is totally happening. They were looking totally loved up. They first went to the Vanity Fair party together. Then they went to Beyonce and Jay-Z's after party together. They were clearly not aware that they were being filmed because they were very close. The rumors have been going on for months that these two are together. They also went to the Super Bowl together. You know, the last time Kim actually publicly said who she was dating was 2022 Pete Davidson. She's not said anything after that. I think she learned her lesson to keep it quiet.
Who is Odell Beckham Jr.?
He's a football player.
NFL player.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the hot new couple, Rossi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that you were asking me about. Not too sure about his hairstyles, but he looks like a nice guy.
Odell.
Some interesting hairstyles going on.
Well, and you know what? I know we're in 2024, but it feels like we're in 2004 at the moment because at the Vanity Fair party, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton were there together.
Wow.
They didn't walk in together, but they were both at the party at the same time.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, Lindsay, Paris, Kim Kardashian, Nicole Richie, they were like the girls, the it girls of the party scene in LA and New York. And they used to party every single night together.
Yeah.
Including Britney, too, sometimes. Yes. Like, Britney would hang out with them. So this is Paris Hilton talking to Entertainment Tonight. But it just seems like the topic of discussion for these two has changed over the years.
Oh my God, so many years. Yes. But we've been talking just about all the mom things. And it's just so exciting just to have this next phase in our life. And
you're in the
I'm
mom's
so proud of her.
I know. Does it feel like a mom's night out? Are you ready to celebrate?
I'm ready to celebrate. It's going to be fun. My sister's about to pull up right now. So
I love it.
Mom's night out.
Times have changed.
Right? Yeah. It's like they're discussing mom things. And what diapers are better instead of just partying.
But even her voice has grown up. You know, she's not not doing that Californian accent anymore.
Well, I think she's still trying there. We know her real voice. We've spoken to her in that real voice. Yeah.
It's an act, the whole thing, right?
The whole high-pitched, like, California, LA vibe. I mean, she's from New York, but yeah, LA vibe is like,
She's a misunderstood woman. She's so lovely, Paris Hilton.
She is the nicest person.
A friend of mine was DJing in the UK, right? And she was on after him, and he said to her, could you intro me on stage? And she said, yeah, no problem.
She's just the coolest.
So nice.
That's so nice. Yeah.
He's only like 18 or something.
Oh, I love that.
So that was lovely.
She's sliving.
I love it. Really hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Wow, there we go. Texas Hold'em, Virgin Radio 104.4. Are we loving that? We loving that vibe?
I think it's just an automatic thing. I can't stop singing it.
Texas.
Like, it's just in my head all the time.
She mentions at the end there, Spurs boots. It's proper like a cowboy song, isn't
it? Well, but she's from Texas, so.
Houston, yes, she is.
What'd you just say?
Houston?
Did you say Houston?
Houston.
Houston.
How do you say it?
Houston.
Houston, okay. All right, let's do this.
The Chris Fade Shows. What are you watching?
Give me that.
Well, these two ladies in the building here, they are connoisseurs of what to watch on Netflix, on OSN, on all of the platforms, especially Nala, because watch a lot from home, right?
Yes. What you make fun of me all the time, but I do like watching shows, so.
Are you still watching on your iPad or whatever?
Yeah, it's iPad or my computer or my phone. Yeah. Anywhere.
They're just in bed.
Yes.
That's your chill out thing, all right? Well, give us what we need to watch then.
Okay, we'll start with Netflix.
Okay.
I just started watching the show. It's really, really good. It's called The Gentlemen.
Oh,
I need to watch.
I just finished it last night.
Oh, what did you think?
I liked it, yeah. Did you like it?
I really enjoyed
so far?
It. So far, I'm on episode 3 and I really, really like it.
Theo
it
James.
Good. Theo, hottie. He was my crush.
Do you know, Is that the lead character?
Yeah,
James,
the main guy.
Well, you know what? Who he is? He's the bad guy from the Inbetweeners movie. There was a bully in the Inbetweeners movie.
I don't know that.
I don't know.
I know him from White Lotus.
I know him from Divergent.
Okay.
Well, he's handsome. All the ladies are swooning over him, right?
Yeah.
He's been in the game of like celebrity crushes for a while.
Yeah. He has.
Has he?
Okay. So I need to
let's
watch
talk
that.
About like the program, not just the guy.
Okay. So the movie, the show. I'll keep it very simple. From a guy who's a duke, very prestigious and poshy, and then turns to underground, underworld criminal.
Cool.
Into that.
Okay.
It suits him very, very much.
Putting it on the list, what else?
Since Rossi didn't watch The Hills, if you want The Hills, is on Netflix.
Yeah!
You can watch it.
You'll hate it.
It's OG reality TV.
That's it's good to have something to watch with your wife, so maybe we'll do that.
I'm sure she's seen it.
She 100% has
really?
Seen it. Yeah. Also, just a heads up, the reunion for Love is Blind is happening on Thursday.
Thursday.
So
okay,
it's a big
I can't
if you haven't
wait.
Seen this season of Love is Blind, I think it's the best.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of drama.
Is it? Is that on Netflix as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to OSN. Yeah. I watched this movie yesterday with my parents. It's such a heartwarming movie. And it follows a coach and for the NBA. He has a lot of mishaps, so now he's ordered by the court to go coach a Special Olympics team.
Oh, I've heard about this.
And it's so sweet.
What's it called again?
It's called Champions.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I watched that with my parents as well.
It's so sweet.
Which is good.
Good movie.
It's Woody Allen.
Yes, Woody Allen.
Is it Woody Allen or?
Woody Allen.
It's Woody Allen, right?
It's Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Another one on OSN that's very nice that's got nominated for an Oscar is Past Lives.
Okay, yeah.
It's about two people who got separated in childhood. They had a crush on each other, but then they reunite.
Cute.
A couple of years later, and it's so sweet.
Oh, this is great. This is enough content for like a week so far.
Yeah,
we got any more?
Yes, of course. Okay, Amazon Prime. I'm sorry, I have to plug it. My ultimate comfort show is on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
One Tree Hill. If you haven't seen that show, it is phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say. And finally.
Yes. It's not Woody Allen. It's Woody...
It is.
Harrelson.
Harrelson.
Right? Harrelson. Hey,
who's... No, it's Woody Allen. No.
That guy. It's that guy.
But he looks like...
No, he
Woody
definitely
Allen's
doesn't look like Woody Allen.
He's like a tiny, small comedian with glasses.
Wait, hold on. Woody Allen didn't...
Is Woody Harrelson is the actor.
Then who's Woody Allen?
Woody Allen's that guy.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was Woody Allen.
No.
That was my fault. Anyway.
Anyway, finally, I just have to, since we're in Ramadan,
yeah.
I thought I'd give you one Arabic show to watch.
Love that.
It does have subtitles, so you're good.
Okay.
On Shahid, there's a Egyptian TV show called Kamel Al Adad.
Okay.
It's about two blended families coming together.
Okay.
So we're on season two now for this Ramadan, but you can watch it. It's only 15 episodes the first season, and now you can catch up with us.
Oh, that's good. So you can binge it.
Yes.
Binge.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Nala. That was great. What to watch with Nala. There's some great recommendations for the next few days during Ramadan. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted here because every time I look down to my right, I see this gift that I got Chris. Now, I was watching The Gentleman last night on Netflix. We were talking about it before. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's right up my street. I loved it. It's such a great series on Netflix. And Vinnie Jones is in it. He's got a pivotal role in this series.
Okay, let's back up and explain what's happening here.
Okay.
So it was Chris's birthday on February 27th. Chris loves memorabilia, so you decided to go and get some memorabilia as a gift for his birthday.
He mentioned that he liked the movie Snatch.
Once, probably 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And so you found this photo movie poster of the movie Snatch. It's framed. It looks amazing. And it's signed by Vinnie Jones. Now, who else is in Snatch?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's not on here as well. Stephen Graham, who's like a UK actor who's fantastic. Just loads of people.
So it's not signed by them. It's signed by Vinnie Jones, who is a footballer, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a footballer for Wimbledon. Yeah. Then he branched into acting. First role was in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Then he went into Mean Machine and then Gone in 60 Seconds. He had a role in there.
But
so
now
it was a big deal.
And now he's in this new Netflix series with Theo James called The Gentleman.
Yeah.
However, Chris has not taken that movie poster home.
Is he doing it on purpose or what? Like, has he said something to you? Because,
no, he didn't say anything to me.
Because it's so rude.
And it's irking you. I agree. It's irking you because it's a gift that you got him and he's not taking it. So what do you want to do with it, Rossi? Because you come in every day and you're like, it's still here.
Well, it is. I mean, he's not going to take it home because he's in LA, but I don't know. What shall I do with it?
People
have said that they want it, but...
Well, you're going to give his gift away. He's not even here.
I'm not doing that again because remember I gave away those flip-flops last time.
That was a fail.
And I still didn't send it to the person, so...
Well, so you made a whole big deal about that.
I know. Sorry. So I need to do that.
So what do you want to do with
this? I need to get the address of those flip-flops. I don't know. Give me some suggestions right now. You can WhatsApp us 04871-5544. You can call us, you know, give us some suggestions what I can do with it. Because I don't think he wants it.
I think just leave it in the studio. I think it's become a part of our studio now.
It wasn't cheap, that, you know.
Of course not.
It's a big deal.
I think we should just make it part of our furniture here in the studio. Like, you know, people come in, it's like a talking point. Oh, look at that Snatch poster. Who's it signed by? Vinnie Jones.
He's like doing big things at the moment, Vinnie Jones.
Well, maybe he'll want it when he comes back from LA.
I don't think
we should give it away.
I think he's had 3 weeks of chances. You know, his birthday was on the 27th of February.
Yeah.
It's now 12th. The 12th of March. Come on. That's rude. And look at that over there. That signed number plate given by Eddie. There's still some coffee that Eddie got Chris left in the studio. It's terrible. Disrespectful. Oh. What shall I do? 04-871-5544. What shall I do? Mandy's got a good one. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Rossi. Hi, Preeti. Good morning, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay. Good, Rossi. But I have a cheeky idea.
Okay.
So now that he's out of the country, you could go home to his place. Everybody knows you. I mean, from his family. So you can go and hang it on his wall of fame.
Hang it on his wall of fame. Oh, I don't know about that because I don't want to annoy Brianna.
Somewhere.
Have you ever seen Brianna when she's angry? She goes full Latino angry. She would kill me. If I go round to her brand new house and start hammering nails in the wall.
Oh my gosh, you'd be in. I think
she'd never forgive me.
Ever.
How about the gym?
The gym, yeah. Is that where he's going to do like a...
No, I don't think that's where the memorabilia goes.
Is he going to have a memorabilia room?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He hasn't done it yet, Mandy, but I don't know.
Mandy, you're just trying to get Rossi in trouble, but I like it.
Are you trying to get me like fired?
They love each other so much, they have to keep on annoying each other.
True.
Well, I'm going to do something with it, but that's a good suggestion, but I'm a bit scared of Brianna, so I don't know about that. But let's have a look at Nadia. Nadia, what do you think I should do?
Good morning.
Hi,
why
aren't
you giving up for auction? Try to raise some money and give it to charity as it's Ramadan in the month of giving.
Not a bad idea.
Sell it and give it to charity. Okay.
Yeah, the money could, during Ramadan, we're all trying to do a bit for the community, so it might be an idea.
Yeah, I could put it on Dubizzle, maybe.
Rossi, but you have to give the money away.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's a hard bit. What about Mahmoud? What are you saying to do, Mahmoud? Tell us.
Just take it back. Hi, Rossi, Preeti.
Hi. Take it back. Okay. Hi.
Yeah, take it back while you can.
Yeah, because I'd like to... I'd have that on my wall, definitely.
So just take it.
Take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, take it.
All right. Or what I could do... Thanks, Mahmoud. What I could do is... I could hold this picture to ransom.
What are you talking about?
Like, I could get this picture sent to the other side of the country. Maybe to, like, Ras El Khaimah or something, or Abu Dhabi. Like, is anyone going that way this morning who
but
wants
why?
To...
No, but why? What's the end game of sending it to Abu Dhabi?
Because if he wants it that much, he'll have to go and get
He'll never go. He doesn't even take it home. You think he's going to go to Abu Dhabi? Not a chance. No chance.
Maybe someone's going to Ras El Khaimah and we can just send it there.
It's just going to stay there. You're going to be the one that's going to have to drive to Ras El Khaimah to get it back.
I'm up there all the time. Do you know how many staycations I go on every single week? There we go. Charles, tell us what you think I should do, mate.
Morning, buddy. Morning, Pretty.
Hi.
Rossi.
Yeah.
Easy. Just Kareem bike it over there, mate.
I can't.
You don't even know why?
Because I use Kareem bike all the time, but there's a size limit on stuff.
Oh, yeah. It won't fit in the box.
There's no way they'll get it in the box. I've tried that before with motorcycle parts, but... It's a good suggestion, though. I need someone to take it. Thanks, Charles. What about Sandeep here? Sandeep, where do you go every day?
Hey, Rossi. I go to work to Umal Quain every day.
Umal Quain?
You've got a great idea, actually.
Yes.
No, but Sandeep, I don't think Chris is going to come to Umal Quain to pick it up. I don't think he wants it. So what's the point of sending it there?
Because I'm holding it to ransom because he's been so disrespectful and
but he won't care. Like, Sandeep, do you really think Chris is going to drive to Umal Quain to get it?
Of course.
Yeah,
he loves
right.
Rossi. I think he will do anything for Rossi.
No.
So he would eventually come to Umal Quain.
Is that plane still there in Umal Quain? Or
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, there's Barracuda down there. Where do you go, Sandeep, in Umal Quain? What do you do down there?
I work in a bank of Umal Quain.
Oh, the bank.
So it could be like the safest
Rossi.
Place going in a bank.
He's never going
Sandeep.
To go.
Yes.
Sandeep,
so
you are in.
There.
You are in, mate. Come tomorrow to the studio if you can, and pick up the picture. Can you do it?
Sure. It can be possible. Yes, I can do that.
Where do you live in Dubai?
I live in DSO.
Silicon Oasis, Rossi.
Okay. You'll have to take Shigside Road.
It's the other direction.
Or what you can do, Rossi, is after work, you can drop into my house.
I told you, you are going to be the one doing all the work.
Right, yeah, I'll do it. Give me, send me your address and then I'll do it. He needs to learn a lesson. He's so disrespectful, Sandeep.
Rossi, this will have zero effect on Chris.
He'll want it back. He'll want it. He'll always want what he can't have. Thanks, Sandeep. Have a great day, mate. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Rumors. Pretty Malik gossip on Virgin Radio.
All right, Pretty, give us the goss.
Northwest is following in her dad's footsteps. She's dropping an album. She was with her dad, Kanye West, at a Vultures 2 listening party. And have a listen to what North said.
And I've been working on an album, and it's called Elementary School Dropout.
So, if you missed what she was saying there, she said she's working on an album. She's 10 years old. She's turning 11 this year. And the album is going to be called Elementary School Dropout. Pop quiz here. What was Kanye's debut album called?
College Dropout.
That's right. She's following in her dad's footsteps. I don't know how we feel about Elementary School Dropout. Is she dropping out? I don't know. Well, Kanye.
I think this is amazing. I think she's going to go right to the top and slightly to the left. Northwest!
It's so bad, Rosie.
Like, when you sent me this piece of paper before, I've been thinking about that joke for about an hour.
I'm never giving you that again.
That was good.
This is why I don't tell you. Anyway, so we'll wait for that. Let's talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Go on.
They ended up at an Oscars party.
Ooh.
We didn't expect that. They were not at the actual Oscars, but they went to Madonna's Oscars party. And I think the reason they went there is there's a no social media policy at that party. You know who else was there? Jennifer Lawrence, Lily Gladstone, Miles Teller, Channing Tatum, Zoe Kravitz, Leonardo DiCaprio, Hailey Bieber, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, so many different people were
apparently
there.
Apparently John Cena was there, but no one saw him.
No, well, everyone did see him at the Oscars, though. They really did see him.
It was brilliant.
So they were there. They must have flown in from Singapore, dipped in, dipped out, didn't really make a big fuss about her or anything.
Did you see, were they there at the Oscars, though? No, they just went to the party,
just
right?
Just to the party, because there was no social media. And wow. I think that's why they chose to.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio, also not at the Oscars, but went to the party. Interesting.
If they're not like nominated, what's the point in going, I suppose?
I guess so. Yeah. And finally, Kate Middleton's photo gate. This one photo has just caused such a controversy. So I'll back it up and give you the backstory here. So Kate Middleton had abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
She has been missing in the public eye since then. We were all told that she's going to start doing public appearances after Easter, right, which is at the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
But we've not seen her anywhere, like in a car, moving, nowhere. So all these conspiracy theories started coming about what happened to Kate Middleton. Was it really abdominal surgery? What's happening with her health, et cetera, et cetera. So I think to combat that, everyone was like, let's post a photo for UK Mother's Day on Sunday.
Okay.
So they post this photo with Catherine and her children.
Yeah.
All these news agencies are posting it. And then they go, no. Withdraw the photo.
Telling everyone to withdraw it.
Yes. Five news agencies like Reuters, AP were like, withdraw the photo because it's been manipulated. Now, we don't know if that was AI, Photoshop, whatever it is, but they're like, something is off with that photo. Now, Kate Middleton has come out to put a statement. She's apologized for the confusion that it's caused. And she said,
is this like an Instagram post or something that she's done?
Yeah, she said, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. So basically, it's just bad Photoshop at the end of the day.
That she's done herself.
Yeah. Well, that's what she claims. And that it was just bad Photoshop. And it's really her, but it's just bad Photoshop.
Like, as you know, that I'm not much of a royalist, right? My friends also not much of a royalist people. We're from, Liverpool.
Yeah.
All of my friends were talking about this yesterday on WhatsApp.
It's a big deal. But it's like, guys, everyone airbrushes everything. Everyone Photoshops everything. It's just a bad Photoshop
job. Are you sure, though? Because she's like,
everyone says she's a robot now, so.
Oh, she's done a Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. So anyways, everyone's talking about this Kate Middleton photo. She's apologized. Bad Photoshop. It is what it is.
I know. Like, some people have got a lot of, you know, time on their hands.
Yeah, they do.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. I came across this list. It's called 10 Things Guys Wish All Women Knew.
10 Things
Guys Wish All Women Knew. So this is coming from the male point of view, but I read through it and I went, some of it made me a little triggered and upset, but I just want to know.
Oh, gosh.
No, but not in a, I don't know. Well, I just want to run through the list, and I want you to explain it to me, because as much as, you know, you guys put in the effort to understand women, I think women, we need to put in the same effort to try to understand the man's point of view as well.
Okay.
I think it's only fair.
Look how excited Rossi's getting.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like.
So these are 10 things. I won't give you all 10. I'll just run through a few of them.
I'll try to run
through as many as we can. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes we just don't want to talk. Don't take it personally. Truth?
100%, yeah.
You just don't want to talk.
Just want to sit there, you know, whether it be watch the telly or just don't talk. Like, you know.
But is there a good time? I feel like, is there a good time to talk then? Like, when's a good time to talk? I feel like that's always the answer, though.
Like, for me, it's always like the kids have gone to bed and then come down and then you want to talk about something. It's like, I'm about to go to bed.
But then what's a better time? Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Okay, that's fine. I'll take that. But what's a better time? But then in the day, you'll be like, I'm busy now. So then when's a good time? So the answer
send
is
a WhatsApp.
Zero.
Send a WhatsApp.
Oh, my gosh. So bad. Okay, so.
Well, you get more of a reply if you WhatsApp.
You see what I mean? Why it's triggering? Okay, yeah. Number 2. 10 things guys wish all women knew about them.
Okay.
We don't have as good memories as you. Give us hints if you want us to remember something.
100%. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, but you remember the most random things.
Yeah, I know. Like, sometimes, you're so weird. Liz, like, she gets upset if I'm like, she sometimes says, you don't even know me. Like, if I bring back, like, the wrong dessert or something, she gets upset.
But that's like, that's things that you should remember.
And should know by now.
Like, that's, you've
known. It's only 10 years married.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Okay. You see.
But, like, it's not. It's like, all you have to remember is it's not personal. Don't take it to heart.
But it's like we have to constantly adjust to you.
We're simple things, men.
What about that?
Yeah.
Which leads me to number 3. Things guys wish all women knew. We are single-minded and can only do one thing at a time.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that is 100% true. 100%. You can multi. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Next one. We don't intentionally, this is men. Men don't intentionally ignore you, but please don't interrupt us when we are busy doing something. Is that true? This goes back to number 1, where you don't want to talk, but like in the day, then you're like, I'm busy. And then you're busy. And then at night, you're like, I just want to chill. So when can you have a decent conversation? Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Next, if we ask you what's wrong and you say nothing, we will act like nothing is wrong. Is that true?
Yeah.
But don't you know by now that nothing means something
is
wrong?
Why are you saying other words for something that means something else? I'm okay doesn't mean I'm okay.
Yeah, but sometimes, for example, when we say I'm okay, we feel like we're fine, but it really we're not. So,
yeah,
but
and
it's your job to know.
Yes. Because like sometimes we're scared to admit it. It's hard for us to admit. We need your help.
Really?
Yes.
But like, you ladies are strong, independent women. No. What do you need our help for?
What's the point in having a partner?
I know. If you can't rely on them.
We do like... I know. I need to communicate more. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Back to number 1. Okay. Anyways. Okay, next one. Our lack of mind reading ability doesn't mean we don't care about you. So you do care.
Of course we care. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have married... You, not you particularly, but of course we care, but just tell us what the problem is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Too much fantasy is bad for you. Don't expect us to act like soap opera guys. This one I agree with. We all at some point have fantasized, like watching a TV show. Oh, I hope I find a partner like that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We all hit that reality at some point. Nala, I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
No.
And that's what I think Nala needs to do.
Yeah, she needs to realize that that's not reality. Okay, things
like, will be.
I mean, like... Most wives have married someone that is not their dream person at all. I mean, Jeff was not, I don't think, your description.
No.
I know that I'm definitely not Liz's description. So I think, you know,
You got to get crossed.
Get with
fingers
it. Crossed.
Okay, a few more here. Things guys wish all women knew. It's not that we don't want to make you happy. It's just sometimes we don't know how. That makes me kind of sad. Is that true? You don't know how. You want to impress. You want to make them happy, but you don't know how.
I feel like we're so easy to impress.
Really? What? Buy stuff?
If you just write a note.
Yes.
We're good. If you bring chocolate, we're
honestly,
good.
Like when
do the dishes, we're good.
When Jeff and I first were seeing each other, he would leave like little notes with like my favorite chocolate bar. I don't think I've gotten a note in 6 years.
Yeah.
If I just got a note, I'd be, that's it. The year is good.
He needs to give another note.
You see? Okay. And last one, breathe occasionally. This one really got me. Breathe occasionally so we can get a word in. Please, you don't want to talk, then you want to talk. Then we tell us to talk, then you don't want to talk. Like, what? Please, that one got me upset.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, yeah, because Liz always wants to get my opinion on stuff, I think.
Yeah, like, well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So is this...
I don't agree about that. But I think some of the other ones are definitely good. So Anna, have you learned anything, Nala?
No.
No? Learned anything from this?
I just learned that you don't know how to do two things at the same time.
Yes.
You don't know what you want. You want to talk, but you don't want to talk.
Yeah.
And you can't make up your mind. And that...
You can't remember anything.
You can't remember anything.
There you go. Simple. It's easy.
Useless.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That reminds me of Untold, but I think it was... Don't You Worry Child that Dean played. Dean is in the studio. Hi, Dean.
They're called Cancelled. Let's get it right.
Cancelled. Hi, good to see you. You disappointed
you to open this microphone next to me. Yeah.
I know. Well, you're missing Chris, aren't you? That's why you're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been messaging him, private messaging, have you?
Yeah, when are we doing our next DJ set?
Ooh.
After Eid, it's going to be big, right?
I think so, yeah. We've got something in the works.
Woo!
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, we do actually, yeah.
Why don't I know about
you're
it?
You're not in Cancelled.
Yeah, I know, but like
why would you know about it? You're not
respect,
in Cancelled.
I deserve to know what's going on.
For what?
Sure.
For what?
Because,
you're not in Cancelled.
Because I used to do the very same thing that Dean did.
Well, you still do it.
Yeah, just differently.
It's not like your act is cancelled because my act is...
Cancelled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Dad jokes today. Yeah.
Well, I don't need Chris Fade to do my DJ set, so, you know.
No one's... What DJ set? Where are you playing DJing next? Please tell me. I'll make a t-shirt. Show up.
I've got a kids' party next week.
All things entertainment.
Scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
All right, Pretty, give us the goss.
A few Oscars moments from yesterday that were not on the big screen per se, and everyone's talking about. I wanted to run through it. First thing was Al Pacino. Everyone is talking about his so-called mistake. So... He presented the biggest and last award of the night, which is Best Picture. It's a big honor winning that award. He went up on stage, and typically, the presenter will throw to the nominations first.
First, yeah.
He'll say, and the nominees for Best Picture are... And then they roll through, you know, the nominations. They show all of the 10 nominations on screen. And then the presenter will award, and the winner is... Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Al Pacino skipped the nominations, opens the envelope... And sort of named the winner, but no one was really sure if he was talking about a winner or a nomination. Have a listen to what went down.
This is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes.
And that's it.
Emma Thomas, Charles Grodin.
So all he said was, and with my eyes, I see Oppenheimer. And you see Christopher Nolan look really confused. Like, wait, does that mean we won?
How, like, but didn't he come out and say it was the team that made a mistake? They didn't put the nominations there.
No, you're supposed to. You read a prompter, and on the envelope has the winner. The prompter will say your nominations are. But it's like standard practice.
Yeah,
every single award like runs the same way.
You know what? He should have just done. He should have just gone on the stage and done the Dunkin' Donuts commercial that he did.
Something's brewing at D&D.
Have you seen this?
This must be very old.
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
So old.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend.
That is Al Pacino doing a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. It's well better than the Matt Damon one, by the way, if you get the chance to watch it.
Ben Affleck, you mean?
Yes.
No, it's
Matt
not.
Matt Damon's in there?
Yes, but Ben Affleck is the Dunkin' ambassador.
Anyway.
Don't take it away from him.
What's next?
Okay, so Jamie Lee Curtis attended the Oscars and even presented one of the first awards of the night. And I feel like this is something that Rossi does all the time. So she got dressed up, walked the red carpet, presented the award. As soon as she finished presenting, she left, grabbed an In-N-Out burger and went home.
100%, yeah.
That's literally what you would do, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so she was like, I'm over it. I did it. I got dressed up. I did my job. I presented the award. I'm done. I want burgers. And she went home.
I think that's a thing, though, isn't it? Especially, like, if you win, like, an Oscar or something like that. You know, Helen Mirren.
Yeah, they won it. No, but she didn't win. She just presented an award.
But I think it's a thing.
It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you go and do that. And finally...
And also, like, to put the Oscar as a toilet doorstop as well as another thing.
Kate Winslet does that. Okay, and finally, this is where I think things get interesting.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar yesterday, Best Supporting Actor, Oppenheimer. He went on stage, and Ki Huy Quan is the one who presented the award. RDJ goes up on stage, gives fist bumps to everyone who's on stage, and seems to snub Ki. Didn't say hello to him or, like, say... just a greeting, did a speech and went off stage. And everyone's like, whoa, Robert Downey Jr., you completely snubbed and ignored Ke Huy Quan, who was there presenting you the award. Now, afterwards, there were pictures of them together shaking hands, etc. Does this sound familiar, this scenario?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person here.
You know this. Taylor Swift at the Grammys with Celine Dion.
Yes. That was in your gossip the other week, right? Yeah. So she snubbed Celine Dion.
Quote, unquote. How many headlines were there that Taylor Swift snubbed Celine Dion? How many headlines have you seen of Robert Downey Jr. snubbing?
None.
Exactly.
Only on like the number one gossip segments around the world.
It was exactly the same thing that happened in the commotion of it all. He just forgot to say hello to Ki. He went backstage and said hello to Ki. And that's exactly what happened to Taylor Swift. In the commotion of it all, Taylor forgot to say hello to Celine Dion, and then backstage it was fine. But they made such a big deal about it when Taylor did it.
Yep.
And when Robert does it, it's one headline and that's it. It's exactly, it made me so upset when I saw that.
Oh, you've annoyed the Swifties.
Because I'm like, well, it's the same situation. Where's the outrage headlines?
Yeah.
Anyways, there you go. That's Hollywood.
Well, that was brilliant. Well done, Prizzy. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Adam Adin is on in for Eddie next.
Yes, Eddie is off for the week. We will be back tomorrow. More chances for you to win as well with DIFC. You got the Canon camera.
Yeah, I'm going to be picking that winner on Friday for that Canon camera. One of the best Canon cameras in the market. You could be winning that. So we'll be doing that around about 8:20 tomorrow. I've got my pub quiz tonight. What's your plans?
Oh, what? No, nothing. Today is like chill day. I need to do nothing.
But you're going back to the gym today, right?
Of course, yes.
Oh, nice.
Gym is now a regular part of the routine.
It is. Well done. You did well there. If you want to see Pretty Malik's transformation picture, you can go and check out the Chris Fade Show right now on Instagram. There you will see a baby in Pretty Malik's knee.
Thanks.
Not to put a dampener on your transformation.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.